You're listening to the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice. Today, we're set to get a better picture of when a COVID-19 vaccine produced by Pfizer will get emergency approval by the Food and Drug Administration. Earlier this week, Governor Greg Abbott told the White House Texas is ready to distribute about 100,000 shots within days of the vaccine's approval. First in line to receive COVID-19 vaccinations in Texas, frontline healthcare workers and nursing home staff and residents. Here to give us a better picture of how the state will be distributing vaccines in its nursing homes is Patty Ducaye. She's the long-term care ombudsman for the state. Patty, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Patty, I want to first set the scene for our listeners. Just how hard has COVID-19 hit Texas's nursing homes?
Well, we've been hit hard in Texas. The disease has gotten into almost every single nursing home in Texas at some point since March. And like the rest of the country, we've seen the majority of deaths from COVID-19 come from our long-term care facility residents.
I'm struck by that this has left almost no nursing home, you know, untouched. Are there some places, though, that were particularly hard hit, and where were those?
Yes, there were, but you can almost say every major area or region of the state of Texas has been hit with some devastating, I guess we'll say, examples where facilities had 20 or 30 residents that contracted the disease, sometimes even more than that. So it was not one particular area of Texas.
I'm wondering, does that come into play when it comes to distribution of this vaccine? Is it strategically aimed at those that might be most vulnerable, or are all nursing homes in Texas on a level playing field?
It's my understanding that all Texas nursing home residents are on that level playing field. They are all that top priority. And then it's going to be the numbers that come in, how many doses that our state gets. They're going to have to make some logistical choices. And there's been a lot of data collection from the regions to determine who has that capacity to keep things super cool, right? That first vaccine mm-hmm. has to be in a very cold state. And so that is part of the decision and the logistics for those very first distribution of the Pfizer vaccine.
And I mentioned these vaccines will be distributed both to nursing home residents and employees. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Employees of the facility really are all very vulnerable to, one, getting the virus and bringing it in and spreading the virus to residents. So all people inside that facility are really in need of they're essential, and they're in need of the vaccine, too.
Will these vaccines be mandatory or just made available? And for patients, who will be giving consent?
So these are not mandatory vaccines because this is under an emergency use authorization. So the federal government, the state government, does not have authority to mandate this vaccine when it's being approved this way. So every dose is voluntarily received. If that resident is incapable of expressing their permission to take a medicine or a vaccine, then the facility that they live in is looking to a legally authorized representative. That's often a family member, but could be someone else who had been assigned permission to make decisions for the resident. And in the event that there is no one to give a person a vaccine and that person has not delegated anyone to be their decision maker, there will be some slower processes that will have to be considered about giving a vaccine.
Is there anything else about this process that you think folks out there should know?
I want residents and families to know that getting this vaccine can really be the difference of returning to a more normal life again. And for long-term care residents, they have been more affected by this shutdown of our operations and our lives. They've been more affected than the rest of us because they really haven't left their buildings. Sometimes they haven't left their rooms under circumstances when there's virus in the building. And that has been really tough. And I want to see them get a more normal life again so that they can feel that they are living again instead of waiting for COVID.
Patty Ducaye is Texas's long-term care ombudsman. Patty, thank you again.
Thank you.
and you're listening to the Texas Standard.